Hello, you utterly amazing person. Welcome to Wellness with Becky. Oh, it's a real joy to have you here, and thanks for tuning in today. We're going to be talking about walking because as we embark into the month of May, it's National Walking Month, and I wanted to highlight to you the benefits of walking and how it truly is a game changer for your health. So let's dive in. So walking, without a doubt, is one of the most simplest, most accessible and cost-effective ways to boost your activity levels, for you to soak up fresh air and to improve your overall health. Now, if we are able to incorporate walking more into our daily routine, we can reap a whole multitude of benefits, from weight loss, from toning those muscles, reducing our stress and boosting our mood. And it's one of those things that can be such a small change, but can have the biggest impact on our health and vitality. So let me ask you this, when did you last go for a walk? How much do you walk on a daily basis? Do you make time? It's so important to kind of get into that habitual rhythm of carving out time just to walk, to process things. And you know, there's a real like top 10 reasons why walking is so important for our health. So I think firstly, without a doubt, it's about your physical fitness. So regular walking, it enhances our cardiovascular fitness, so it increases our heart level, our heart rate, and gets that blood and body pumping all around our system, which then helps boost your lymphatic drainage, your overall circulation, your distribution of vitamins and minerals to all your muscles and joints, and just improves the overall function of your health. Not only that, it helps strengthen your bones and muscles. And this is really crucial for us because as we age, the less active we are, the increasing awareness and ability there is for the degradation of our bones and our muscles. We lose that tone, we lose that strength, and it puts us at higher risk of autoimmune disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis and things like that. So the more physically active we can be, the better. And I think it just boosts your overall physical health, and it just makes you feel wonderful. It's wonderful to be out, whatever the weather. I love it. And it's a gentle exercise that anyone can do of any age and ability or fitness level, because you can do it at your pace. So that for me is something that is crucial. The fact that it's free, it's accessible to everyone, and all you've got to do is put your trainers on and get out there and start moving. Now, not only does it boost our incredible physical fitness, it helps support our weight management. And that's something that's close to a lot of our hearts. And I know some of you really struggle with. I have in the past, and I'm still on my journey to kind of get to where I want to weight wise. But I don't focus too much on the scales and everything else like that. I focus on moving my body and being able to be active, and how that then stimulates my metabolism and everything else. So the fact that walking will really aid our weight management, and it will, you know, help burn that excess fat and things that we are carrying around. And alongside, but this is only when it's alongside and paired with a really healthy, balanced, nutritionally dense whole food diet. And that's the really key, because you can't out-train a bad diet, without a doubt. I'm sure you've heard that before. And if you're someone who's struggling with thinking about nutrition and what to eat and how to shift weight, then get in touch and connect with me. Now, one of my other real top things about why I love walking is it really improves your mood. You think sometimes you have those really stressful days and you just, all of it's becoming all consuming with work, having a challenging time with the kids, whatever it may be. The fact actually just walking out and getting some fresh air just instantly lifts and boosts your mood. It really triggers that release of those feel-good hormones, so those endorphins, which then help to strip away and diminish all that stress and anxiety. So all that sort of negative energy that you carry around, it just alleviates it. And not only that, it kind of suppresses and alleviates and reduces your risk of depression, and just uplifts your overall mood. And who wouldn't want more of that? And one thing I really strive with my clients and to get them to do, that if you struggle to fit in walking in your day, then perhaps, you know, depending how your what your commute is like to work, then get off a few stops earlier and increase that bit of walking as part of your day. When it comes to meetings and things in your workspace, can you take them outside? And if so, why not? We have that space to be creative, as long as it's a safe environment for you to walk and be free. So I think it would be a real game changer for your overall health. So my other aspect of why I believe it really improves your health is that it boosts your energy levels. So regularly engaging in walking elevates our overall energy and it actually combats fatigue. So how many times do you think in there, think, oh, I can't go and exercise. I can't go and move my body. I'm just so tired. But actually what you need to do is wake up your body and kind of push yourself to get out there, because by getting out there and walking, it provides a natural means of that rejuvenation and that heightened alertness that you need throughout the day. So if ever you're feeling like you're getting an energy dip, then that's time to move. Get up, shake your body, get out there and walk and embrace that fresh air. So not only that, our other fifth top tip is that it enhances your mental clarity. So walking, as I said earlier, in terms of your physical fitness, it improves your overall circulation, it increases your oxygen flow to the brain, which then means your cognitive function is on high alert and your concentration, your creativity all improves significantly. And it's that wonderful thing, isn't it, that when you go for a walk, you get that mental clarity and it helps that real thought organization. So quite often I love going for walks and being out in nature, and it really helps me process things that I'm thinking about or ideas, or you've been thinking about a change you should make in your life or a suggestion you're going to make to a friend or plans that you've got coming up, whatever it may be. Actually going out for those walks can help process all that information and just enhances that overall energy and mental clarity. Not only that, so our number six point is that it reduces our risk of chronic disease. So research, and there's an abundance of research out there, really indicates that if we consistently walk, we can diminish the likelihood of conditions such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. But it also helps with us managing conditions like high blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Because what's happening when we go out for walks and we're moving our body is it's helping alleviating that stress and that tension on your body, and almost like your body being in that fight or flight situation, it just calms and brings back that peace and centering to your body. And that's a beautiful thing. So any opportunity to be able to reduce the impact of chronic diseases is a game changer. And the more that you can incorporate into your daily routine to make a difference from that, the better your overall health and wellness will be. Now, the other great thing about going out for a walk is it improves your sleep quality. And let's face it, who of us doesn't want better quality sleep? I think it's quite a staggering percentage of people who have disturbed poor sleep. I think it's something like 70%, something around that. And the fact that actually the more physical activity you have, so, you know, things like walking really contributes to that enhanced sleep quality, because it helps regulate your sleep patterns. It helps diminish that insomnia and promotes that more deeper restorative sleep. And one of the real game changers that you can do in terms of walking is if you can get out early in the morning. So the moment we wake up is our opportunity to reset our circadian rhythm. So that is our natural body clock. And the sooner you get out in the light, the point that that then makes to start regulating and getting you ready for bed. And the more active and in nature you are in the morning, the better quality sleep you will have at night. And then obviously the better quality sleep we have, the better our health improves. It helps us with weight management. It helps us balance our moods and just influences our overall health. And, you know, we all want that. So coupled with all of this, the more we move our body, and another reason, so number eight here, is that it really strengthens our immune system. So if we do like moderate exercise, so if you do quite a fast-paced walk, and I appreciate if you're new to walking or you've become, your fitness levels have dropped, then it's starting off small and building it up. But over time, that regular walking and moderate exercise will strengthen your immune system. And that will then make it more resilient to illnesses and infections. And you'll find that, and there's abundance of research out there, that regular walkers typically have fewer sick days and a reduced recovery from illness, because the fitter, the stronger, the healthier you are, the less likely you are to become unwell to infections. So alongside this, and kind of beautifully connected, is that it promotes our longevity. So there's an abundance of research out there, again, that suggests that individuals who regularly engage in physical activities such as our walking, they tend to live longer and enjoy a more fulfilled quality of life later in years. So that consistent walking can really contribute to a healthier lifespan. And that's the thing, isn't it? All of us, as we age, we want to have that freedom, to have that health, to have that vitality. And the more active we are on a day-to-day basis, then the more that's going to improve. And lastly, I think the real benefit of walking is the social connections. So you don't have to do walking alone. It can be that real social endeavor, can't it? Of how we can undertake it with friends, with family, with walking groups, and anything that fosters social connection, community, cultivates that connection and that sense of belonging. And that, without a doubt, enhances our overall health and well-being. So I think it's one of those things that incorporating a daily walk, which just seems so simple to implement into your routine, can have a substantial enhancement in both your physical and your mental health, which fosters then a happier and healthier lifestyle. And so why not, you know, when you think about it, listening to this, thinking, oh yeah, when was the last time I went for a walk? Why not grab those shoes, take that first step and just put one foot in front of the other and see where it leads you. And some of my favorite things to do when I go out for a walk is if I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling particularly stressed, then I put some real calming music on and that just helps kind of like calm my mood and my senses. If I'm, you know, kind of feeling uplifted and engaged, then I might listen to a podcast or pop on my favorite tunes. And sometimes, you know, I just listen to what is out there in nature. It's really different of the levels that I do. And it's a very individual and personal thing. But one thing I'm going to strive to do as I go through the next month, I mean, without a doubt, I walk every single day, but I'm pushing myself to do longer walks and making sure I'm taking breaks to walk throughout the day. So any little window that I could have to fit in a walk, then that's what I'm doing. So there is that wonderful connection of just being out there in nature. So I hope you found those nuggets helpful, and you know, my top 10 tips to improve your walking and seeing how it can improve your overall health. I hope it resonates with you and you can share with your friends, with your family. I'd love to hear your comments. So like, subscribe, and let's get the voice out there of why walking is so vital for our health. Now, as always, I really appreciate your time and being here with me. And I want to remind you that you are the sole owner of your health and your happiness, but quite often it can feel overwhelming and you don't have to navigate it alone. If you need some help and support to transform your well-being, I'm here for you. Let's chat and take the first step towards a happier, healthier you. And if you'd love to know more and if you want to connect, then head to my website, wellnesswithbecky.com, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.